And after that, we think about sort of the, some systemic therapies, whether it's phototherapy, some of the new biologics, or oral systemic immunosuppressors, things like methotrexate and cyclosporine. Most of these agents are not approved. This is sort of off-label use, except for the dupilumab, which is the new biologic.
Yeah, so I think the first question is, what are really the criteria that one has to consider to make that decision to go beyond topical medications? So we often will go to systemic therapies, whether we're talking about giving something orally or injected. Now, that's a big step, and really, in my book, requires a situation where they're either responding poorly or they're having to use really pretty potent topical corticosteroids on a chronic basis, day in, day out, before I will consider this. And I still pull into that the fact that they can't be well controlled with that in mind, and will have an impact on their quality of life. In adults, we see more use of systemic steroid, but this is rarely used in children, and we prefer not to use it because it often works, but it can't be sustained, and a rebound often occurs. That's one of the reasons why dupilumab has been such a welcome addition to the armamentarium in adults, and we hope in children in the near future.